Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Yudalad. We're at the top of Yudalad, Amud Aleph, at the new Mishnah. Matnitin Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim Omer Mimehem Shel Kohanim Lo Nimnu Melitzrof Et HaBasar Shenitma BeVlada Tuma Im HaBasar Shenitma BeAva Tuma Afalpi Shemosifin Tuma Al Tumato. So Chanina Sigan HaKohanim taught as follows, right? The Kohanim never hesitated or never avoided burning up meat that became Tameh by a Vlad Hatuma, with meat that became Tameh by an Av Hatuma, right? Presumably, those are different levels of Tuma, right? One thing became Tameh by an Av Hatuma, the highest status, the actual source of the Tuma. And one thing just became Tameh by a Vlad Hatuma, something which became Tameh by a source of Tuma, right? So these meats are now on different statuses of Tuma. And yet, they were burned together without hesitation, even though, in theory, by burning them together, aren't you making something more Tameh than it previously was? You're putting things of different levels of Tuma together. That's going to make it more Tameh than it once was by exposing it to something of a higher level of Tuma. In theory, we're going to talk about that. In theory, it does. In which case, you are making it more Tameh. You're not supposed to make it more Tameh, but seemingly they had no issue with this, with doing this. Hosif Rabbi Akiva, Be'amar. Rabbi Akiva added on to that statement. It says, "Mimeim shal kohanim lo nimnu la hadlik et hashemen shenifsa b'tzvul yom v'ner shenipnu b'tameh meid." That the Kohanim had no problem burning up oil that became pusil by contact with a tevul yom. Someone became tameh and went to the mikvah, but he was just waiting for the end of the day, so he's totally tahor. With a candle that became tameh with tumat mate, right? By contact with the mate, alopish mosifin tumat tumato. Even though one is more tameh, is a higher degree of tumah than the other one, and seemingly you are making the lower tumah one more tameh than it previously was, which you might think is a problem to make something more tameh. But we see apparently they didn't avoid doing so. So Rameir says, we see from here that seemingly you can burn Truma Tehora that you're burning before. You're not allowed to burn Truma generally Tehora, but you have to do that for Bir Chametz. And you're allowed to do that with Truma that has become Tameh on Pesach. Right? Even though, in theory, you'd be making the Truma Tameya, even though you're making the pure Truma Tamei now through its contact with the Tuma. Rabbi Yossi says, that's not a good inference at all, right? Because, you know, beforehand we were talking about things of different levels of Tuma, and not like this case where you're talking about one thing being Tamei, one thing being Tahor. It's not a good comparison at all. Obviously, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua agree that each one may be burnt by themselves. The Tamei and the Tahor should be, that if one is Tamei and one is Tahor, you burn it by itself. So what's the Rachloket Atluya Val Tamei? Right? Not on the Truma that we are positive is Tahor to be burned with the Truma that we're positive is Tamei. Rather, they're having a Machloket as to whether you burn the Safek Truma with the suffix Truma Tahora with the Truma Tmeyash. Rabbi Lezer Omer Tisraf Zolatma Vzolatma. Rabbi Lezer says, you really should burn them separately. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shtem Keachat. Rabbi Yeshua says, you can burn suffix Truma Tmeya with actual Truma Tmeya. Okay, Gemara. Michdi. So let's see. Basar Shenitma Bevlada Tuma Maihavi Sheni. Right? If you have meat that became Tameh through contact with not the source, not the Avatuma, but something that itself came in contact with the Vladatuma. What is the status of that basar? Well, that's a shady. It's two steps removed, not 1 degree removed, 2 steps removed. Kisara Fleva Hade Basar Shinita Ba'avatuma, my hobby, shady. And so and if you put it together with meat, that contracted tuma from an av hatuma, making that meat now a Rishon Latuma, 1 degree of tuma, and then that meat that is, so now you have basically a first degree tuma. Not the Av, because this is the meat that became Tameh through the Avatuma. So now you have first degree Tuma burned together with second degree Tuma. But if second degree Tuma touches first degree Tuma, you know what that second degree Tuma becomes? Second degree Tuma, not first degree Tuma, right? It doesn't assume the same status. It assumes one lower status of what it came in contact with. What it came in contact was first degree. It itself becomes Shani, but it's already Shani. So what's the Chiddush here? That you're allowed to make it Shani again in a different way? Shani v'Shani hu, my mosi lo Tuma al Tuma ta'ika, right? What are we saying here that you're adding on to its Tuma status? It's just Shani becoming Shani again. I'm Rav Yehuda, Hacha B'Vlad, No, because we're talking about something that didn't become come in contact with a vlada tuma, rather a vlad vlada tuma, right? It is third degree tuma, and the chiddush is that you can make a that you don't have to hesitate by making a third degree into a second degree of tuma. One second, but what are we even talking about? Food doesn't make other food tame. Tanya, we're under the brayta. Yechol ye ochel matame ochel. You may have thought that food makes other food tame. Tamed lomar v'chi yutan mayim al zera v'nafal mini vleitam alav tamehu. Right, that once liquid is put upon the crop, upon the seed, right, then it has the ability to contract tuma. Hu tame ve'en osek yotibo tame. Right, so it has the ability to contract tuma. That doesn't mean it has the ability to convey tuma. So we learn from there that food does not make other food tame through contact. Ania anicha labaya damar lo shanu ela b'chulin avav truma v'kachim osek yotibo. Okay, well, that our Mishnah is fine according to Abaye, who said that that's only dealing with chulin. By chulin, food doesn't make other food tame. However, by truma and kodshim, food does make other food its level of tuma. Ularav ada bar ahava mishmei de rava namida amar lo shanu ela chulin v'truma aval v'kodshim osek yotze ben shapir. And truthfully, according to Rav Ada bar Ava's shita, it also works, because while he holds that chulin and truma, food doesn't make other food tame, by kodshim food makes other food tame, and we're dealing with kodshim here, right? El Ravina Mishmei de Rava de Amar Mikra Maladi Verakatuv, right? Loshanu Chulin Loshna Chulin Loshna Truma Loshna Kachim Eino Osaki Yotuba Michael Memar. However, according to the Shita of Ravina, who said in the name of Rava, that this pasuk it should be understood equally as far as Chulin Truma and Kachim go, that food cannot make other food tame. So what's the chiddush being posed here in the Mishnah that you're allowed to burn the two together? They're not going to make each other tame, right? Right now we're talking about a case where there's a liquid with the meat, and because of the liquid that's with the meat, it's going to convey the tuma. The other meat is going to contract the higher degree of tuma. Well, if that's the case, then certainly the wording of the Mishnah is odd, because the wording of the Mishnah says that you're burning meat with other meat that had contracted tuma from an avatuma. It should have said that you're burning meat with meat and liquid. So maybe you conclude as follows, that while food does not become contract tuma from other food on a deraita level, on a derabanan level, it still may, and that's the chiddush we're offering. Hosi for Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva adds the following: Mimein shokani b'loni minu mahadlik. Right, so they would burn the oils together. Mikdi shemesh nifzal v'tuyo mayhave shlishi. Okay, well, you know, let's kind of examine this case a little bit. The oil that became pasul because of a tvul yom, because of contact with someone who was tamei, is a tvul yom. That, so what's the status of that oil? Well, it's a shlishi. Right, it's third degree tuma. Chimadlik ner be ner shenit ma betame meit my havi shein. Right, so and okay, and if you have oil that came in contact with the tame meit, right, so now that oil is going to be reshown because it came into contact with an avatuma, so now it's going to be reshown, and then the second oil, the lower degree of tame oil, is going to be will become sheini when before it was shlishi. Right, so that's the big chiddush. It seems that even though it's shlishi and you're allowed to bring it in contact with a rishon and make it into sheni, which is a higher level of tuma. My kamash v'lan shlishi mutar lasando sheni hainuach. Well, what's Rabbi Akiva trying to teach us? He said he's adding on to something. Didn't the resha of the Mishnah taught us exactly the same chiddush, that you're allowed to make a shlishi into sheni? Same exact idea. What's he teaching us? Amar Yehuda hachamin shematecha raskina anderachmana amar bechalal cheref. No, we're talking about a candle that is made of metal, right? That has a, you know, it's a metal encased candle, and the Torah says the Torah has a limud of chalal cheref, right? The has a juxtaposition between the body that was killed by the sword and the sword itself. And what do we learn from the juxtaposition? Cheref areik v'chalal. That when it comes to tuma, the body assumes the level of tuma. Sorry, the metal assumes the level of tuma of the body. Now, what's the level of tuma of the body? Well, it's tamei meit. It's an av hatuma. So you may think that the metal, the sword, becomes a rishon. No, cherev harei v'chalal. The metal sword actually becomes the level of tuma of the body. It's a rishon latuma. In which case, if we're dealing with a metal candle that comes in contact with a dead body, then it's not a Rishon and therefore making a Shlishi into Sheni. Really, it is a it's an Avatuma and making a Shlishi into Rishon. Avatuma because of a Shlishi mutar lasoto Rishon. So you're now making a Shlishi into a Rishon. That's a big Chiddush. That's what Rabbi Akiva is having to offer. Right? Well, you know, why do you have to go off on a stretch and say that we're Davka talking about a metal candle? Right? Let's just say it's a normal candle that's in an earthenware vessel. Umay hosif iluhatam tameh v'tameh iluach apazul v'tameh. Right? And whereas the Reisha of the Mishnah was talking about 2 degrees of Tumah. Here we're talking about bringing something that is not Tameh in contact with something that is Tahor. Sorry, not Tameh that is coming in contact with something that's a higher level of Tahor. Rather, something that's only Pusel coming in contact with a higher level with a level of Tumah. Right? Because the Shemen isn't Tameh. Rather, it's just Pusel. It's not fit to be used. Right? So it's still a Chiddush. No? Maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva was coming to teach you. Amarava matnitin keshite my area netani ner shenitma betimemet nitne shenitma besheret. Right, I'll tell you why we thought that we're dealing with a metal candle. Right, because look at the wording of the Mishnah. It says davka a candle that became tameh through contact with a tameh mate. That's not such a common event. You know what's pretty common, though? That it comes in contact with the sheretz, right? A type of animal, type of creature that's going to make it tameh. That's so much more common. The Rabbi Akiva really should have taught that it came in contact with a sheretz. Why did he davka teach that it came in contact with an av with a tameh mate? Eleizu devar shecha luka tumato ben tuma mate lesheretz avi omer zematecher, right? So why davka prioritize teaching tumat mate over tumat sheretz? Because we davka need to teach something from the difference that exists between tamei mate and tamei sheretz. What is that difference? Well, that difference is metal. Because if metal comes in contact with the tamei sheretz, then it becomes 1 degree lower level of tuma. However, if it comes in contact with that tamei mate, cherev hareke halal, and it assumes the same level of tuma. So the fact that Rabbi Akiva taught the less common case of tamei mate as opposed to tamei sheretz, he's doing that because whatever deen he's trying to teach you has to do with davka, the fact that it was contact with a dead body and not a sheretz, and that would make a difference by metal. And that's why we assume that he's talking about a metal candle. Amarav Shmamina Kasav Rabbi Akiva Tumat Mashkin Latameh Acherim De'Oraita. Well, maybe we can learn from here that Rabbi Akiva holds that from our earlier statement, that Rabbi Akiva holds that liquid conveys tuma from one thing to the other on a deoraita level. It's like a daitach darabaran, michti hai ner, mai ka mahanya lahai shemen, ilif sule gufe hapsil vekai, right? Because if that wasn't the case, then what's the issue, what's the big theoretical issue with bringing the candle in contact with the shemen, right? What, we're concerned that it's going to just make it pusel on a derabanan level? It's already pusel. It came in contact with the tevul yom. No, it must be that it's coming, that it's now being metame de oraita, because he believes that this the liquid is making it tame de oraita. I mean, if you want to say it was derabanan, okay, well, on a derabanan, we're not going to call it tame. You know what we're going to call it? We're going to call it pusel. It's already pusel. There's no difference, right, between levels of psul derabanan. It's pusel derabanan or it's tame de oraita. The fact that Rabbi Akiva says that it's a problem to bring it in contact with one another, what he's suggesting is that the psul. What he's suggesting is that it's an issue deoraita, not just derabanan. How do you know that davka is dealing with deoraita? Maybe we assume that the liquid makes other things tameh on a derabanan level. Meaning, sure, we know the liquid on the thing itself. We have an explicit pasuk that it makes it tameh. However, for the sake of coming in contact with things itself, maybe Rabbi Akiva agrees that that's derabanan and not deraita. My iria ba'avatuma, afilu barishon v'sheni nami tchila have. Well, if that were the case, that he believes that it's derabanan, if it's all derabanan, then who cares? Then why are we davki dealing with an avhatuma, right? Whether it's rishon or sheni, you would also apply the same svara. No, if it's derabanan, who cares what? Meaning, if we're just dealing with psulim de rabbanon, we don't really care if it's an avatuma, it's a rishon atuma, it's shein atuma. It's possible. It's possible. That's all we care about. Only if we're dealing with a deoraita do we care. Oh, it's a rishon, it's a sheini, it's a shlishi. That's where deoraita is relevant. If it's de rabbanon, we just say it's not actually tame, right? It's possible. And we don't have first degree possible, second degree possible, third degree possible, right? Nitnan kol posel de truma mitame mashkin liot chila chutz mitzvulio, right? As we learned that anything that makes truma puzzle is sorry, let me take that back. I didn't explain that properly. The reason why we'd be surprised if Rabbi Akiva was talking in the realms of Derabanan, because there's a big difference between Tuma that conveys it's deoraita or it's derabanan. So scratch what I said previously. There's a big difference between how things convey tuma, deoraita or derabanan, right? On a deoraita level, for something to become of first degree tuma, it needs to come in contact with an av hatuma, right? But on a derabanan level, if something is second or third degree tuma, and then it comes in contact with a liquid, that actually makes the liquid a first degree tuma. Meaning, it actually makes the liquid a higher degree of tuma than the thing that contacted the liquid. Right? It's a special decree by the rabbis. In which case, if we're dealing with deoraita and we want to talk about that something is a first degree tuma, then you have to teach it came in contact with an av hatuma, because the only way that something becomes a first degree tuma on a deoraita level is if it comes in contact with an av hatuma. However, on a derabanan level, something can become a first degree tuma by coming in contact with a second degree tuma or a third degree tuma that comes in contact with the liquid. Right? So the only way you go up a level is through rabbinic tuma, right? So you don't need to teach an av hatuma. You can actually teach a lower level of tuma and have it go up to being a rishon, right? So if Rabbi Akiva is davka teaching an av hatuma, it's a pretty good raya that he's not dealing with rabbinic tuma, because otherwise there's no reason to specify davka and av hatuma, because even other forms of tuma can make it into a rishon latuma as well. For our sake, elish ramina deraitahi. Rather, we can let's conclude from here that Rabbi Akiva believes that the liquid conveys tuma on a deoraita level. We're not dealing with derabon on tuma. Amar Rav Meir, mitivreim lamanu. Okay, Rav Meir said, well, we can learn from there for words as follows. Mitivreim deman. Whose words are we learning this from? Ilema mitirebi chanina biskana koanim. Midami. Hatam tamav tamav. Hachatara vitameh. Right? If Rav Meir thinks that we're learning about burning chametz from Rav Chanina Skana Koanim's case, what's the similarity there? He's talking about tameh and tameh. You're talking about he's talking about tameh and tameh things being burned together. You're talking about tahor of a tameh things burned together. What's even the havamina that you're learning from Rabbi Chanina's case? Bela with Rabbi Akiva. Or the Rasbi, he thinks he's learning from Rabbi Akiva. Midami, hatam pasal v'tameh, achatar v'tameh. Well, how is it similar to Rabbi Akiva's case? Rabbi Akiva's talking about something that's pasal derabanan and something that's tameh deraita. And here you're talking about something that's tahor v'tameh. What's even your havamina to learn it from Rabbi Akiva's case? Nimei kasav Rabbi Meir matnitin be'av hatuma deraita v'lada tumeh derabanan de'mi deraita tahor me'alia. Well, maybe Rabbi Meir thinks that the case that we're dealing with is an av hatuma deoraita, but a vlad hatuma derabanan, right? So then at a deoraita level, it's actually tahor, in which case, we are dealing with a case of something that's tameh on a deoraita level, and tameh on a deoraita level, and something that is tahor on a deoraita level, and only tameh on a derabanan level. And so that's much more comparable to his case, where we're talking about something that's us, or something that's, that on a deoraita level is tameh and tahor. Umay midivrehem, midivrei Rabbi Chanina Skana Koadi, right? He meant by saying midivrehem that we learn this from Davka Rabbi Chanina Skana Koanim, who taught about a case of something that was tameh on a deoraita level and tahor on a deoraita level. So too, he also taught a case that was tameh on a deoraita level and tahor on a derabanan level. And Rabbi Chanina's case, although he spoke about tameh v'tameh, really, one of those tumas was derabanan. So on a deraita level, he is dealing with a case of tameh v'tahor, and the cases are comparable. Okay, we are going to stop here.